Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel, and our word for this week is marriage. You might be wondering why we would talk about marriage around Christmas and Epiphany, but it makes us think of Mary and Joseph's relationship, and sometimes that can be a forgotten part of the birth of Christ's story. Remember that Joseph originally, when he heard that Mary was pregnant, was going to divorce her quietly. They were betrothed at this time, and according to the Jewish custom, that was almost the same as a marriage. They were fully committed to one another. They just hadn't gone through with the ceremony yet. It also had to have been difficult for Joseph, both at the birth and also in the early years with Jesus, knowing that that wasn't his biological son, and yet being faithful and supportive to him as a father, certainly was a difficult trial in a way from the Lord. And yet both of those aspects go back to God's principles on marriage. God expects commitment from marriage. God expects marriage to be the starting point of the family. And the family is the starting point then of society. If one of those cogs breaks down, marriage, family, or society, the others are going to be affected as well. And what we're witnessing now in our culture is with the disintegration of God's principles on marriage, family structures are starting to fall apart. And when family structures fall apart, our society suffers as well. God's standard for marriage, as he has defined it, as the author of it, is very simple. He tells us in the scriptures, marriage is for one man and one woman for life. There are certainly many things that would violate that simple principle from God. There are many different sins against God's standards for marriage. We think about Matthew 19, where the Pharisees tested Jesus concerning a question of divorce. Divorce would be certainly one of those things that threatens God's standards on marriage. And Jesus' reply to them was to go back to the book of Genesis, where God started marriage, and he actually quoted it and said, "Have you not read? God who created them from the beginning created them male and female, and therefore a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Jesus mentions all the principles of marriage right there. One man, one woman, with that commitment, which he pictures as the one flesh bond. Anything outside of that is a violation. Sometimes, though, we can get so caught up in the violations of marriage, things like living together before commitment, things like sexual immorality or fornication, things like adultery, things like divorce without just cause, and also things like homosexuality. Sometimes we get caught up so much as Christians in talking about and addressing those violations that marriage ends up looking like a pretty poor and weak creation from our Heavenly Father. Sometimes we get that reaction that the disciples had after Jesus' discourse in Matthew 19, where in verse 10 the disciples said, "Well, if this is the case, if marriage is this difficult, it's better not to marry." Sadly, many in our culture have taken that stance on marriage that, you know what, it's just so much of a headache anyway that it's not even worth pursuing. It's a really sad thing that people can get to that point. Because God would not have given us a blessing like marriage, and he would not have devoted as much time in his word to that blessing if it was not very special for our lives. Equally important as Christians in recognizing the dangers that would threaten marriage is also being upfront and honest about its blessings. And I think when you look at each one of the threats that would violate the one man, one woman for life principle, we see there a blessing from the Holy Spirit that goes with it. Think about the violation of living together before marriage. The blessing of the Holy Spirit, in contrast to that, is commitment. How important commitment is for our lives, even though many people in marriages don't take it seriously. Think about a relationship with your children. If we treated them the same way that spouses often treat one another, where they make actions and they say things without actually being fully committed to it, can you imagine if we treated our children like that? Nobody in our culture would stand for that. And yet sometimes we do it to each other in a marriage. against sexual immorality and fornication, the Lord tells us he offers the blessing of self-control. Against the backdrop of adultery, the sin of sexual immorality that would threaten a marriage, that breaks the marriage bond, the Lord says he can give us faithfulness. In contrast to the sin of divorce without just cause, the breaking of a marriage that goes outside of God's standards, the Lord says he can give us long-suffering. He can help us grow in our relationship with our spouse so that the things that we would fight about or that we had fought about in the past can be things that we can overcome. And then when it comes to the modern day sin against marriage, the modern day phenomenon of homosexuality, the Lord promises the blessing of obedience. And I think that's important because as the Lord defines homosexual unions in his word, there's always a connection to lack of obedience to God. There's a connection to being submissive to the truth of God and rejecting the Lord's will. And I think in connection with that particular sin, obedience to the Lord's word is vitally important. For every one of the pitfalls that we could mention about marriage, pitfalls that come from our sin, the Lord is right there next to us, by our side, ready and willing and able to help us. The important thing is that we trust him, that we follow his word, and not give up by giving in to the opinions of the world. Let us follow our Savior and our God, who has given us this extremely wonderful blessing of marriage to be entered into if we so choose, but to be entered into according to his word. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.